This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The midpoint of a year is perhaps an artificial stopping point at which to pause and reflect, but that is what we are going to do all the same here for four, maybe 4.5 minutes of live radio. Our Cardiff Garcia from the blog FD Alphaville, also Neela Richardson from Redfin. Hey, everybody.
Hi, hey, Kai.
So, Cardiff, let me start with you with this historical observation, since I'm clearly into time posting this week. The economic recovery is 8 years old as of the end of this month, June of 2009. What is your sense of where things stand, lo these many years?
I'd call it steady but fragile growth. Let's keep in mind that recoveries don't die of old age.
Oh, quoting Janet Yellen right there. Thank you.
Yeah, yep. I am indeed. And there's a lot of variation in the things that cause a recovery to end and a new recession to begin. One of those is if the Fed tightens policy too quickly. Another is if there's like an external shock, something bad happens in another part of the world. It's hard to predict the kinds of things that can start a new recession, but at the same time, we only have the data that we can see. And that data shows that the economy continues growing steadily, but not vigorously.
Neela, so far so good, I imagine, is a version of what you might say.
I might say that. I think the answer depends on who you ask. I think it's okay. It's not great.
Right.
The view from the top is really good. You have low rates and a booming stock market. The view from the middle is kind of meh. I mean, slow wage growth, high home prices, high healthcare costs. And then the view from the bottom is a bit risky, right? You're looking at a Congress who may be taking some important benefits away from you. So aggregated all that up, it's okay. It's not great.
Cardiff, Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, the aforementioned Fed chair, gave a speech this week in which she said, basically, she doesn't think we're going to see another big financial crisis in her lifetime. The banks seem stable. They passed their stress tests. Are we safer today than we were 8 years ago?
Oh, we certainly are. And while that's not a prediction that I myself would be comfortable making, because after the last year or so, I think we should all be out of the predictions business. I would say that there's a reason she made that observation. It's one rooted in history. Events like what happened in 2008 and 2009 do tend to be transformational events that change the way that institutions and individuals view the economy. They do become more cautious. Now, eventually, they might forget the lessons of what happened and they become a little more complacent. But it's hard to predict how long that's going to take. I don't think we're there yet. So I think for now, we definitely are safer. But that doesn't mean we should all get lazy.
Yeah. Neela, let me turn the conversation a little bit to something you mentioned, which is healthcare and the brouhaha, actually, that's going on over that in Washington. And I want to talk not about the potential delay to whatever the president's overall economic agenda might be, because that clearly has been stuck for a while. But this idea that started burbling up today of repeal Obamacare, but then just kind of hang around and see what happens, and in a couple of years we'll replace it. Talk to me about the big picture economics of that, would you?
That one would be hard to pull off because it's really not about economics. Let me put aside that for a second. It's about a Congress who has a propensity to kick a can down the road as far as it will go. So repealing with no action to replace means that replacement could be way into the future, much longer than either party is comfortable with. But let's get to the economics. Yeah. People respond to uncertainty. If people are uncertain to what their health care will look like, they'll stop doing things. They'll stop buying houses. They'll stop moving places. They'll stop, you know, investing. And so you need certainty for an economy to work. You need some level of certainty. Healthcare is 1/6 of the economy. We can't have that much of the economy uncertain and for people to make their best decisions.
Neela Richardson, she is the chief economist in Point of Fact at Redfin. Cardiff Garcia blogs at FT Alphaville. Thanks, you two.